Go. Welcome to Perfectly Sane Show, episode 307. I am Chris, as always joined by Jeff.
I really need a cigarette.
I thought you were vaping.
I am, but I have not had a cigarette in 15 hours, something crazy.
So while Jeff plays with his, what is that, a vapor stick?
Yeah.
Vape machine. Pete is also with us.
What's up? If I sound stuffy, it's because I am. My nose and my head is all congested right now, so.
That's fair.
Sound fine.
you sound great, Pete.
Yay!
And Fozzie will be joining us. Unfortunately, Tony is he's getting ready to go to what we believe may be his second job working for Paradox. But he won't tell us that, so.
Man, he's doing all sorts of things behind our back.
I'm just saying, every E3, Tony is busy.
Yeah.
With work. It's a little strange how it aligns like that. I'm just throwing it out there.
It is interesting, that's for sure.
You know, E3 is not always on the same week in June every month either. Just throwing it out there.
Right, I feel like it's late this year.
It is, because my Facebook memories tell me so. Because I've seen so many old Facebook memories where like, oh my god, E3! And I was like a week ago, you know? Definitely not.
Oh, it's early. Last year it began on the 16th.
Huh.
And ran to the 18th.
But there were years prior that would be early June, first week of June. Guarantee you, because just through Facebook memory research, I'm telling you. Where it's just me geeking out about the dumbest things in the first week of June.
Yeah, well, on 2014 it was the 10th to the 12th, so yeah, it would have been happening tomorrow.
A little bit earlier, yeah.
Okay.
Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, well, it's always the second week, basically, right? The second group of...
The second full week.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what it seems to be, you know? Kind of like Thanksgiving or Election Day. It's just not an official date. It's just this number here. You know, second Tuesday of November or fourth Thursday of November, you know, whatever. Fun stuff.
Well, we are going to talk some E3, and we'll kind of reveal, lay out our plans for the show.
I'm so fucking excited.
We have some.
I am excited, too.
But first, let's jump into kind of some games we've been playing, which Pete's been away. He's been playing the Disney World game, so.
Yeah.
Best game.
He didn't even go see the new Star Wars stuff down there, which is disappointing.
I know. No, in terms of new, fun stuff at Disney, I didn't do anything. I mean, we went to Epcot, because, you always got to go to Epcot.
You have to go to Epcot, yeah.
You just spend money there, and you know that's what you're there to do.
I go to Epcot every night to get drunk.
That's what my dad does.
It's fucking great.
Yeah. And, you know, we had some dinner there at Italy and stuff. That's always fun.
You went to one of the sit-down restaurants.
Yeah, we had a reservation at one of the fancier Italian ones or something.
I really do love that too. How each country there's the fast food one, and then there's the sit-down restaurant. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. Of course, my favorite place to shop is the Japan one because you know I'm a fucking weeb. So, you know, it's the one that relates most to my interests, I suppose. Yeah, no, it's a good time. I brought my tablet with me and played old ass tablet games on it, like Hearthstone or FTL. But yeah, I don't really have a whole lot to report.
That's fine.
In terms of new games, I've been having a bit of a problem focusing. Yesterday, within an hour, I went between Witcher, Rocket League, and Overwatch because I just couldn't.
Couldn't pick one.
Couldn't figure out what my brain wanted, and I just went to sleep instead.
Hey, I've been bouncing around as well too, and I've been playing some old shit. So.
But Jeff, you've been also playing some new shit.
That's true.
So tell us about Dangerous Golf, which we will shortly have a review up on the site. But
yeah, it's a debut game from Three Fields Entertainment. They are people who left or were part of Criterion.
Yes.
It is very much the crash mode from their Burnout games, extrapolated and turned into a golf game. Kind of like a mini golf game where you're playing in like kitchens and dining rooms and rooftops, you know, all kind of like smaller environments, like
gas real station world bathrooms.
Yeah, bathrooms. And the goal is really just to break as much shit as possible. So you get a tee shot and a putt, but it's really about, like, on the tee shot, creating enough damage to get enough points to unlock the next level. That's really it. You know, after your tee shot's done, you get the putt and try to get in the hole. If you have enough points, it doesn't matter if you get in the hole or not. So it's an interesting, like, arcade take on golf, I guess. You know, it's fun. There are problems with the game, which I mentioned in my review. The big problem for me, and it's like a killer, like it's game breaking, is that the load times take longer than actually playing a hole.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, so you could like hit a tee shot and miss the things that you need to hit, and like you could basically fuck up a hole within 10 seconds, and it takes about a minute to load the hole again, just to retry the same hole.
Jesus Christ.
That sucks.
The reason is because there are so many physics objects in the levels, they're saying, that like that's why it takes so long. Because I actually went on their Twitter to see if they've addressed this at all, and they're aware of it, and they said it's because of that. But, I mean, honestly, like, at that point, if that's the problem and you couldn't solve that, you shouldn't have made the game.
Are like, you...
It's that crucial.
What are you playing on?
Xbox One.
Okay.
I don't know if the PC version has the problems that
according to Jeff Gerstmann, it has a whole set of other problems. So
the game has other problems as well on consoles, but I do know that the load times are a problem on PS4 as well. And like to me, that's a very very crucial problem because it's a very arcade game, like, and where the hole could take you less than a minute, so or even shorter to fuck up. So if you fuck up and you want to retry the same hole, it should not be taking you a minute to do that. Like, that is crucial to getting into a game like this. It's to the point where you, like, wait so long, you just start, your mind starts drifting, and you're like, maybe I should do something else. You know what I mean? It's just like, that minute load time is longer to wait in Bloodborne. Think of it in a game where, like, the level takes you 2 seconds to play. It sucks. So that's a big like detriment to it. But the game is fun, like, and it would be a lot more fun if there were other people playing so I could chase scores, and I don't have that. No one I don't think anyone's really got it, so.
Yeah, I heard it released a little bit early, and that like there was not a whole like big marketing push, and it just sort of fell out into the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... Unless it was like amazing... I don't know how it would have caught on anyways. Like,
well, there were a bunch of places that were like pushing it because it was like a really cool concept, but it just was one of those things that like nobody really like. It was like, oh, sweet, this looks amazing, and then like in theory, but in practice, not so much.
Well, it's like, but it's like me and a handful of people really care about Burnout and Crash Road, but how? On a mass level, how many people really care? And then the same thing with golf. Like, a lot of people... Like, golf, I think, is a great... Like, just golf in general is a great type of video game, but it not everybody gives a shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, it was never gonna be, like, a huge hit, I don't think. Like, I don't know. It's weird, because, like, it's a game that I think is fun, but it's plagued by very serious problems. So it's, like, hard for me to tell you to go get it, even though I want you to go get it so I can chase your scores. Like, I'm still playing it. Like, I played it tonight. You know, like, I'm still playing the game. But it's, like, hard for me to sit there and tell you you need to get this when... Like, honestly, if the load times were not a problem, I would say go get it despite some of the other problems. Like, it doesn't have other problems as well. Like, where it doesn't explain what your objective is in a level very well. Like, it's like kind of, and I don't know if that's totally a problem, because it's kind of, some of the levels, like, figuring out what you're supposed to do is the puzzle of the level. Like, it's kind of puzzle-based, too, where you're like, okay, this is what I need to do to get enough points to pass the level. And, you know, some of it's like trial and error, figure that out, but I just wish it would spell out some things more. Like, you really do just learn the game by watching loading screens. So at least, I guess, yeah, the tech tutorial into that.
That was the question I was about to ask you, because from what at least I'd heard on the Bombcast was that, like, if you play on PC, the load times are fine, so then you just don't ever learn how to play the game.
Right, because the loading screens go by so quick.
Well, all the loading screen is ever going to show you is the controller and the controller layout. Okay, so...
Yeah.
You see that enough times, you got it. And then in one corner of the little screen will be a tip about the game. So, like, you, as that goes on, you'll pick up more tips. So, yeah, it's not a problem that the load screens are faster than that. Like, eventually you're going to learn and figure out what you're doing. But, like, it's just like some new levels you'll get to, and you'll be like, on the first pass of the level, you're like, I don't know what my, like, what's going to give me the points here to pass this? Like, I don't know.
Right, there's nothing that lays it out for you exactly how you should be playing.
Like, sometimes you have to read the name of the level itself, and that's the clue. Like, it'll be like, you know, milking it, and you're like, okay, so I guess I have to hit milk bottles in this level? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's just very kind of, like, vague, and you have to read into it. And that stuff's a minor complaint, though, I think, compared to the main problem, which is the load times are... like, crippling to the game, unfortunately. Like, a game that is, I think, for $20 is packed with enough content to justify that price. But, that said, like, it's got some major problems. So I say to you, like, you will get your $20 worth out of it if you're willing to play it enough. But, like, it's just tough to get into a rhythm or to really enjoy yourself with the game when every minute you're watching a minute of loading screen. So... That's Dangerous Golf. It's good, but they should have figured out a way to fix it to make it better. And if the load screen time was not solvable, you should have scrapped the game and did something else. I'm serious. Like, that is that detrimental to me.
Well, so. I mean, it just sounds like one of the things, like, it came out too early. Like, just delay it another 3 months or something, however long you need to. It's not like this was a game that, if it missed its mark, people were going to, like, forget about it.
Like, I was looking forward to it, but it could have came out whenever. It could have came out a year from now, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, cool, you know? Like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, I need that No Man's Sky, or I'm going to kill this guy. You know, it was nothing like that. Like,
Jesus Christ, Jeff.
That was not me sending the death threats. Don't you worry.
I don't know. I'm a little suspicious now.
Slight bit.
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill him. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill him. It was me.
You know, first a fucking blood vessel.
Don't admit that. Dangerous Golf sounds like it's fun but flawed.
Yep.
Fun but flawed also kind of describes the, I guess, the big release for this week, which is Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Yeah.
That game does some things really, really well, and then it seems a little kind of questionable on other issues. So when you are just running in that game, it is near perfect. Like, the open world is great for it. It's because you can move so far in it. Like, one of the issues with the original Mirror's Edge was it was a very straight set path that you kind of had to run through, and this just kind of, you know, throws Faith out there, and she can just run everywhere, and they've refined some of the controls so it actually feels better when you're doing the parkour, and she has some better ways to do things. Like, there's now like a vault type of move where if you hold down the left bumper, she'll kind of vault off of things, and they've given her some new, like, toys to play with. There's a grapple hook, because of course there would be.
Year of the Grappling Hook, 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, like what was a couple years ago was Year of the Bow. This is Year of the Grappling Hook.
That's right.
So
I could get down with the Year of the Grappling Hook, though, at least. That, like, new traversal, like, tech and, like, gameplay and stuff, I would be okay with that.
It mostly works, too. There are times when you're, like, especially when you're doing a particular run, like you're trying to deliver something, if you are not in the right position to hit it, like, you end up, like, what the hell do I need to do? Like, I see the trigger point, but it's just not working. So that can be a little frustrating. Also, they have locked some of Faith's movement abilities behind a tech tree.
Why?
Yeah, and, like, one of them is pretty important, which is, like, the 180 turn, which was something you could do immediately in the original Mirror's Edge. Where you're kind of like running along a wall and you press the right bumper and Faith will immediately turn the other way and then you press the left bumper and she'll jump that way. You have to actually buy that upgrade, which means sometimes that, like, you can't access certain areas of the map until you can do that.
So does it try to be all, like, awkwardly Metroidvania?
No, like, cause, I mean, it's open world, so, like, it's, but you will notice that there are areas, you maybe not notice right away, but after you get it, you will very clearly notice that, like, hey, I could have gotten here before, because I've run by it 16 times, but I couldn't actually do it because I didn't have that move.
Well, like, would there be a way to access that area without the ability? Like, it might just be, like, trickier, or you do need certain abilities to...
No, you need certain abilities to advance. Like, you will need that 180 turn to... like, in the open world, there's probably ways to get around, and you don't need to specifically use that to get somewhere in the world. There's always another way. In fact, most of the time, there's... secondary and tertiary paths that actually are better than the one that is showcased, the primary, the red path, which is fine. It's just that once you get that, that ability, which you need to do some of the story missions later, it's a weird thing to have it locked behind, like, especially since Faith was, like, there's no story conceit for it. Like, it makes sense that you lock the grappling hook behind, like, the story thing. And, like, like, your contact has given you an upgrade or whatever. But, like, her being able to do this running move, like, there's no story conceit for it. It's just, we're just going to lock it because we don't want you to have it at first. That's a little annoying. The game is, I thought it was a prequel to Mirror's Edge. This retcons Mirror's Edge for the most part, I believe.
Yeah, it's... They did a whole lot of, like, yeah, it's a reboot, it's a reimagining, it's a prequel, and then they never really settled on one for the marketing, but I guess from what you said, it's...
So, did you guys play the original Mirror's Edge?
I did.
I played an hour.
That game is awesome at first, and then just it gets real bad later.
I liked what I played of it, like, and I'm interested to play this one. So
I really like the original Mirror's Edge. There are issues with it for sure, but
anything involving combat is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, so they've tightened that up. Combat, it's still not great, but in the original, like, you really couldn't do much. Like, it was. Basically, she had a counter move in the original. So it was, if you were to get in a combat situation with another person, you had to disarm that person using like a quick time counter, and that's gone. Like, Faith cannot use the weapons in Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Like, there are zero, you do not fire any weapons, you do not pick any weapons up. It is all, like, melee combat that she will use. There are people shooting at you at times, but it is all melee combat that she'll use. And by like wall running or jumping off of things or kind of coming down from above and pressing the Y button, she'll do like a single takedown. So you can quickly take them down if you are traversing the area well. Otherwise, you get into this weird kind of like dance where you're pressing the triggers and the bumpers to kind of maneuver around the enemies to fight, because Faith only has a like a standard attack and a heavy attack. So it's trying to maneuver to the back and knock them into things, knock them over things, doing the combat. But when it works, when you're hitting all your marks, you're jumping off of things, it's pretty cool. It's when that stuff doesn't work that it can get a little frustrating.
I saw like some footage of like her fighting people and it looks super clunky and stuff, and it's like I almost just wish that like the only combat you could do, like you have to be running to do, like I think that would be cooler, like as you're running, snap someone's neck and you keep running, like if you hit the button at the right moment or whatever, you know, like
yeah, that's when it works at its best, is when like you're running along and you press, basically, it would be, I guess, the heavy attack button, but she'll do something cool, like you'll be jumping over something and you press the Y button and she'll come down hard and like snap their neck or knock them into a wall or push them over a fence or something. But yeah, like the combat is still the worst part of this game.
It's funny though, it's because it sounds like they scaled it back because they knew that. And,
oh yeah,
it's still
not great.
Like to me, like I said, like if it's there at all, it should be like integrated into running and platforming. And if you fuck up your run or something, then you're just fucked. You have to like restart. Like I think that would be better, but I don't know the game well enough to like, really know what I'm talking about.
And then they've dumped the open world. I mean, it's an open world game, but they've dumped it full of so much crap to do that I'm not necessarily finding that to be a ton of fun. There's like delivery missions and fragile missions and dash missions, and then there's like 10,000 things you can collect in the environment, and it all gains you experience points, but it's not necessarily always fun. So
I did hear, and I think you kind of said it too, though, is like traversing the open world is some of the most fun parts of it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Like when you're just free running in that world, it's pretty cool. And like finding paths and shortcuts and learning the city itself is a ton of fun. Like it's some really good platforming and like with really good momentum, and it's smart in that way. It's just when it moves off of that stuff that maybe it's not as great. The story is nonsense.
It kind of was in the first game too, though.
But at least like it was simple in the first game, right? It was. Yeah. I mean, it was nonsense. It was this dystopian kind of like the corporations had taken over, and Faith was a runner, which worked outside the bounds of everything. And somehow her sister, who was a cop, was framed for a murder, and she spent the rest of the game.
Is the sister the bad guy in this one?
So where I'm at, like the entire portion of this, they're building up that Faith has a sister. Where I get to is that, like, they've said that she's dead. Like, you get like a weird cutscene, and they basically say that her sister is dead. Like Faith and her sister, who they've renamed, in this, it's still similar, but it's a different name. Like, she actually called her sister Kate in the original. In this, she calls her sister Kat, which I mean could just be a nickname, but. Weird, you know, just a little bit different. But as they're young girls, something, her mother and father get killed. That was in the original. These two are trying to kind of escape from there, and Kat ends up breathing in some smoke or something, and she ends up dead. But I really think it's leaning towards her sister being somebody else in the game who is possibly the adopted daughter of one of these conglomerate leaders. I believe that's where it's going. I don't know, but that's kind of what I'm beginning to think.
The whole thing sounds like it's a Looney Tunes episode.
It kind of is, and like they introduce characters, and then those characters are just killed off with no, like, there's no resonant, there's no, like, kind of, like, build up to it. It's just,
hey, I'm here, and now I'm dead.
Yeah, it's like, well, this is your per, like, this guy, he's, like, your leader of this sect, and it's, he's housing you, he's, helping you pay off your debt to this other gangster that you were dealing with, and then something happens and he's dead, and it's just like, well, he's dead. okay.
All right.
And so, most of the beginning portion of the game is you're trying to pay off this debt that this guy's helping you do, and then when your buddy dies in this, like, really anticlimactic way, with no, like, emotional pull to it, you just kind of get an achievement that you've paid off your debt to the other guy. It's like, but that storyline never resolved. Like, what is going on? Like, storylines just do not resolve. They just end, and it's, like, assumed that something happens. Like, did I miss something? Did I miss, like, a side story? Like, you would think
so
there would be a piece of dialogue.
What do you think happened with this game? Like, because this was, like, this was a big deal.
Was it, though? Announced. Like, I thought it was a big deal because I was a fan of Mirror's Edge.
Well, and so were a lot of people, and I was really glad that it was announced because I liked the concept of the first game.
Right.
And just the fact that, hey, it's, you know, it was the little engine that could at first.
Right, it's a game that, you know, for 8 years people have been asking for a sequel, even though it wasn't that successful of a game.
It's like Beyond Good and Evil. It's like there's that hardcore devoted following of it.
Well, and it just sounds,
you know,
like...
And other people are like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, well, it sounds like not even DICE wanted to make this game, judging by how it came out. You know, it wasn't like, you know, they just made it because at some point the uproar must have gotten to the point where EA thought they could make a buck or two on it.
I still think it looks cool. Like, I want to play it. I'm just throw it out there. I want to play it.
It's like, it's fun when you're just running, and I think that's what they wanted to do. They wanted them, but they didn't. They don't know what to do with that. They have this really cool mechanic, and they were able to create this really cool world to do that mechanic in, but they don't know actually how to structure it.
It was like almost to just be a straight up like arcade sports game, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, funnily enough, if it were an endless runner, I actually think it would be an amazing game. Like, if it were, like, it's just, like, with the same type of, like, Jungle Gym-esque level design, instead of just...
Yeah, that's all you want out of it. You want to be run and jump, like, and climb over things.
You know, you just do, like, cool, like, parkour tricks and stuff, you know? You just see how much you could get, see how high of a score, or time trial stuff, you know? Like... Which is funny, because I heard, like, the ghost mode of the first game was actually one of, like, the best parts of it. I don't know if that's even an aspect of this game, but...
So there are time trials and stuff in this game where you go up to a point on a map, and you can actually create your own time trials, too, which is pretty cool. Like, you can set courses for people to run and you know, try and beat times on. And you can actually populate your friends' ghosts into those time trials. So if, like, I come up on a course that Jeff has run, I can have his ghost show up in it, and we can run against each other. So there is, like, that weird kind of competitive thing going on there, but it's not essential to the main game. Like, it's just there. It's like an afterthought that they tossed in.
The whole game, like, just sounds like an afterthought. Like, God, will you guys shut up now, please? Here it is. Now you guys will never ask us because this game sucks. And
I wouldn't say it's like it's fun. It's just it's a weird thing. Like, it's a like the the story makes zero sense, which kind of, you know, this is also a studio that, you know, does the Battlefield games, and aside from Bad Company 2, they just don't get how to make a single-player campaign. So, they have really cool tech, they have really cool gameplay, but it seems like they don't know how to tie all that together. Which is fine. Like, I mean, I'm enjoying it quite a bit, despite the nonsense that is going on. Although I hear that towards the back half, back quarter of the game, it gets really combat heavy, and that stuff sucks. Like, when you have to clear out an area of enemies, it is the absolute worst.
Yeah, I hear there are quite a few sections like that.
Yeah, and it's like this game is at its best when I'm running away from things. When I'm just running or running away from enemies chasing me. Like, there's a... In GTA, like, when you get a star rating, like, there's kind of like that zone that you can get away from the cops, they don't see you, and you get outside of it, it'll cool down. There's something like that here, where there's like these two circles, there's a helicopter overhead, you're trying to get away from the helicopter and get out of the zone of search. So, like, doing that is, like, really cool and tense and stressful, and it's a ton of fun. And then just the actual free running is also fun, but then, like, when you're doing these story missions, it's like, what are you guys thinking? Like, and even some of the story missions are really cool, but it's, like, tied to this really nonsensical story. So, anyway, review probably coming of that at some point, so.
Hallelujah.
But Jeff, you'll be happy to know that Doom will probably be my next game I play, so.
Fuck, yes, I got someone on board on this.
Trust me, I've been on board, I just need to get picked.
You got that Dark Souls train as well.
I'm on the Dark Souls train.
I hear Doom is going to be $40 starting Sunday at Best Buy.
Yeah, so. Yeah, oh, I retweeted that. I was hoping you guys would see that because, like, yeah, get it. It's good. Shit. Yeah, it's like, so I'll be able to get that for $32. So yeah, that's the best you'd get on Black Friday anyway. It's probably right. So, like,
yeah.
It's worth that for sure.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Fozzie is with us.
Is he?
He's been in this group chat for quite a while, but he hasn't said anything, and I don't know if he joined by accident or what.
So, well, he is not responding, so we will not ask him what he's been playing. But let's jump into our pre-E3 kind of talk, because we are...
Boy, do we have some shit.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's be here real quick.
All right, so I got a list here. I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tabs. Sorry, no, this one is
the tab. It does feel like a lot of the surprises are spoiled already.
This is every year though, and it's getting annoying.
Well, it hasn't always been that way. Like it feels like the last two or three.
Yeah, the last couple of years though, like every secret has been kind of revealed beforehand, and it's frustrating. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean,
I take time off of work. Well, I call in to work to watch this shit. It's come on, man. Give me something to look forward to.
I mean, yeah. Okay, so. A couple of these things I don't think would have been that were leaked. I don't think would have been at any of the press conferences, and so we could just start with that. Like, so the sequel to Injustice, right, doesn't necessarily read like a game that was going to be unveiled at Microsoft or Sony's press conference.
Probably right? Not. No.
So, sure, it would have been just one of those things that maybe somebody premiered on like their YouTube show or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And stuff. But hey, I mean, it's cool that it's out, right? I mean, it's not like Ed Boon hadn't been, like, you know, basically poking the bear anyways for the past, like, couple weeks, based on his Twitter timeline. And it fits in their pattern, or it confirms the idea that they are going to be alternating between Mortal Kombat games and Injustice games, so.
That's kind of cool.
Didn't realize, like, I knew Injustice was a very big success when it came out, but I didn't realize people stuck with it and, like, really love it
It's not like part of the competitive scene anymore, but that's because Mortal Kombat took over. Like, and I imagine this will then take over for Mortal Kombat until the new one takes over. But with the movies and everything, like, it's kind of at the height of its exposure. Like, there's no better time to do a game like this than now.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, especially since it fits into that Zack Snyder kind of DC.
Well, not
world,
just
right?
That.
It's like, dark.
Well, ironically. No, maybe not. I don't know what the word. Coincidentally, maybe some of the scenes from Batman vs Superman look like they were straight ripped out of the storyline from Injustice.
Really?
Like, there are like the spoilers for a movie nobody gives a shit about. The vision that Batman has of the future.
Yeah.
Superman has ruled the world, and they're the parademons and stuff.
Right. Where he looks like right. Where he looks like a Ninja Turtle in a trench coat.
Yeah. that's all stuff from Injustice. And the costume that the Flash is wearing when he, like, comes through the boom tube to talk to Batman is from Injustice. And what he tells him that Lois is the key is also a reference to how the whole storyline in Injustice starts. And stuff is, you know, so, like, right, I don't know if that's where they're going, but it's, like, oddly connected.
So, I only played the beginning of Injustice, but the Joker kills Lois?
He injects Batman with the fear toxin made by the Scarecrow, and he tricks Superman into killing Lois.
Okay.
And then that's when he goes bananas and then creates, like, his dictatorship over the planet and stuff, and Batman, like, leads the resistance and stuff. And so, that's... But he like... signs up with Darkseid and stuff to, like, help rule the planet and stuff. And so that's all that stuff that was happening in that vision in that movie is really weird. But, so, yeah, they might be more intertwined than people think.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a small trailer out there that is basically just all the people fighting against each other or whatever. They announced three new characters so far. Supergirl's in it. She's in the trailer. Cool. Then Gorilla Grodd, which is the Flash villain, and then one of the leader of the Red Lanterns, whose name I can't ever pronounce, but both of my brothers knew the name, and it was very significant to them, so I imagine that's an important character in the comics that I don't know about, or not super familiar with. There are also supposed to be... I had read somewhere that there was supposed to be costume customization somewhere, but I can't find that now. But I heard there might be some more, like, in-depth, like... Because a lot of the costumes show, like... The trailer shows their costumes evolving from, like, their basic costumes that you knew from the first game to more, like, armored versions and stuff, sort of, like, building over, and I don't know. But I would be totally down with more, like, hey, let's mess with the costumes a little bit, make it a little more fun.
That could be fun. I'm interested. I'm not a huge fighting game fan, but I picked up Injustice for $5 on like a recent Xbox sale or whatever, so it seems fun.
Yeah, it was never one of those games that like was going to be a top hit in like the competitive scene, but it actually almost fit the other side of fighting games where it was like you have a bunch of people over with beers and everybody likes superheroes, so it's like, let's just...
I'm going to be Batman, you be Green Arrow, or Flash, or Aquaman.
You know, so...
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I hope that since the trailer, they just put... Because there was a leak of a poster that GameStop was going to give out with pre-orders, and so Warner Brothers just straight up released the trailer. So my hope is now that maybe they'll put some... a gameplay, like a 1v1 round or something, just to like show some of like the actual gameplay now or
right.
something.
That's next year.
Yeah, 2017. They said summer. I think is the tentative date.
All right.
So rolling along with things that were leaked via GameStop and posters. Dead Rising 4.
Yeah.
So, I only ever played the second Dead Rising.
It's a good one.
And I have to admit, I wasn't super into it at the time. but I, depending on how, like, the style and the trailer, like, that this one goes for, I could be into it.
The thing that's fun about Dead Rising is the world is usually pretty cool that you're in. Like, the first two games was like a mall, and then like basically a mall in Vegas, like with casinos mixed in. I like that stuff, and the fact that there's like shit everywhere that you could pick up. Like, there's just this, like you could use anything you see as a weapon, really.
Yeah.
And you could make cool weapons out of it, like, and it doesn't take itself seriously. Like, don't get me wrong, not at all.
Which is what I
perfect.
Like.
Yeah, it's not perfect at all. Like, the boss fights are terrible in that series, but like, there's enough charm that like I get excited for each one. Like, I'm like, fuck yes, I love that game. But it definitely has its flaws.
Sure. But yeah, obviously, well, okay, so the assumption is that because Dead Rising 3 was a Xbox One exclusive, that this was supposed to be shown as, like, one of the big surprises at Microsoft's conference.
Yeah.
So,
which I imagine... That actually makes a lot of sense, seeing as how Capcom, kind of, like, they went to Sony to get Street Fighter V made. They seem to be kind of going to the platform holders and, like, hey, give us some money, we'll give you a game.
Well, yeah, okay, so it's funny you say that, because, yeah, they did that with Street Fighter, Dead Rising's Microsoft one, Nintendo has, like, Monster Hunter.
Right.
Do they give Resident Evil to one of them?
I think Resident Evil's Sony. Big enough that they could... I really think Resident Evil's big enough.
Yeah, that they could just publish it on their own.
Okay, because, I mean, it's been 4 years since Resident Evil 6 was released.
Right.
And so, like, if this is the year that we find out about Resident Evil 7, I'm just wondering, like, not only whose conference does it appear at, but whose system does it stay on? If
I think it'll be on everything.
It's like the one franchise they have that could actually do that.
Yeah, it's I think it's their biggest franchise now, like, which is scary, but
it's still like Resident Evil 6 sold pretty well, I think. Like, it still has power. That
sure, but for, you know, I mean, what was it? I mean, it was 3 years in between 5 and 6, so I mean, I guess 4 years isn't like a huge gap. Unusually long time.
They've been releasing stuff in the franchise since then. So we got Revelations.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Revelations. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Dead Rising 4 is set back in Willamette, Colorado. Some people are thinking it's a remake, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because it's a numbered sequel. So maybe he's back at that location for whatever reason. Maybe he never left.
It's back to the original protagonist, Frank West, right? Yeah. That's the rumor.
I kind of wish that Dead Rising actually just let you create your own protagonist, because it just seems...
I don't know.
Like that kind of game.
Frank West, like, I'm happy if Frank West is back. Honestly, dude. Like, the other guys are okay, but, like, he's, like, what I identify with the series. Like, he's the Mario for me of that series. Like, it needs to be Frank West. I'm serious, man. Like... I don't know why, because he's too original about him, but, like, the other guys are just kind of blank slates.
I guess so, yeah. That's true. So, yeah. I mean, that'd be cool, I guess.
I got so excited, I popped in Dead Rising 3 for Xbox One, which I bought with my Xbox One, according to the receipt in the box for my Dead Rising 3.
Huh.
And I never beat it. So, like, when I heard about this announcement, I was like, man, I love that series, and I never really beat Dead Rising 3. So I'm playing through that now. And I could see kind of why I stopped, but anyways.
It's all right. I actually did beat 3.
It
can be fun.
It's missing something from the first two, but, it's still Dead Rising. It's still, like, I'm running around with a fucking dildo machine, like...
Exactly.
They're still nonsense.
Yeah. If you look on Twitter, like, the outfits I've been wearing, like, I'm wearing, like, a banana hammock thing with a police hat and fucking glasses, and it's otherwise. Yeah. Oh, and stripper boots.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm looking sexy in it. All right.
Well. All right. So.
All right. So that's those are two leaks down.
All right.
And now, apparently Bethesda's entire conference just sort of fell out of its lap and onto the internet.
Great. But is that all confirmed? Or is that just like...
So it's not like confirmed is tough, but it's been like backed up from several different sources and depending on the game that is talked about. For people who are interested, there's a very long and somewhat in-depth article on IGN that sort of pieces together all the sources for each of the different games that are rumored to be at the conference, but... they are essentially a sequel to The Evil Within, a sequel to Wolfenstein, a sequel to Prey.
All these make sense.
And a remaster of Skyrim, which is so boring, but whatever.
It's strange that there's nothing original. I guess. Maybe not.
Surprised that, so they announced, that Elder Scrolls, card game, too. I would be interested to see if that was there, because I'm curious about those kind of things. I don't necessarily, I bet you Dishonored will be there, right? I mean, why not?
It's a big fall game, right?
Due for a trailer.
Yeah.
Prey is the only one that doesn't make any sense, because it's that game disappeared, right? And it'd be cool to see, but if it's nothing like that concept trailer, it's like, well, do I necessarily want to be excited for it? If it's
right. There. Who's working on it?
It was supposed to be Arkane Studios Austin, I believe. But I'm excited. I liked Wolfenstein a lot, so actually a sequel to Wolfenstein gets me excited.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I bet you there'll be more Fallout DLC announced. I don't know if there'll be any Doom DLC announced, but I don't think they have anything else on this. Anything original would be something new that they announced there.
Yeah, we're way too early to hear what, what's it, Todd Howard, what his team's next game is, so.
I don't know what other studios they have that we don't know.
Anything from Bethesda, I would just think that if someone has such solid leaks on a conference, wouldn't there be one specific thing that we haven't heard of? There's going to be a third-person action game where you're using a sword, or you know what I mean? Something that, I could have said Wolfenstein 2, obviously, duh.
For example, the Skyrim thing leaked on retailer websites, a couple of times, so that's why that's there.
Yeah. And Todd Howard said in interviews that the first thing they did when they were kind of trying to get Fallout up and running on the new systems was
get Skyrim running
on it. So
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. They have a working version of Skyrim that they could
now if it comes out and it's $30, that'd be real sweet.
I don't know if I'd get it, honestly.
If it came, I never played any of the DLC and stuff, so I might do that. Those are only four games too, and I can't imagine they're going to spend 15 minutes on each game. I mean, their conference was 90 minutes last year, right? So, because they spent half of it on Fallout and the other 45 on the rest of the games there. So this sounds light. I don't really know of many companies that only came to show four games, one of which is a remaster of an old game.
Right.
So there's got to be some more stuff that we don't know about or that hasn't been leaked yet.
They did some magic last year with, four games, basically. They didn't have many games last year. They just, showed them off well. So
They had a few games. They had, five, six, seven games. Some of them were pretty quick. The Elders, their Hearthstone clone game that they were making. Yeah, that only had a trailer.
You might get more of that. I mean, Battlecry is still out there.
And stuff, I agree with Jeff where I would be pretty excited for a Wet 2 just because stylistically that game was pretty hilarious. You know, I mean, what else do they own? I mean, I bet you, I wonder if we'll see, not that I care about this at all, an expansion to Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, they'll probably talk that.
Does anyone want to go out on a limb and predict Skyrim 2 or new Elder Scrolls?
No.
No, not yet.
Season Pass to fall for you. If they had already, then maybe I could see, like, a concept trailer. Yeah.
All right. I don't think so either.
It's too early.
I think Wolfenstein 2 is big enough, in my opinion. Like, that and what are the other skills they got? Like, yeah. They got some good stuff.
I wouldn't mind hearing Quake be thrown around.
I would be okay with that, too.
That would be pretty cool.
Doom. But I wouldn't be surprised if Doom, if they're like, hey, here's a shit ton more multiplayer DLC that you don't care about. But the big thing would be if they were like single player stuff.
Also,
here's a single player expansion or something.
I think that would really please a lot of people.
Also, Doom 2, Fall 2017. Boom.
Somehow
they could do it. It could be done. It could be done because they don't have to like rebuild anything from scratch. Like, they got their formula down. Here's episode 2. Like, here's, you know, whatever, part 2.
It's possible, yeah. I guess. I kind of might rather want to see Quake first, but
yeah.
I have no attachment to that. But yeah, I would be interested, sure.
So those are the E3 leaks, but we're not quite done with E3 news. So Nintendo changed their plans, which makes sense because it was dumb of them to only show Zelda for the entire hour of the conference.
Although, yeah, still no surprises. It's all stuff that's been announced. So it's like,
yeah. Well, Zelda's supposed to be all the announcements. But, I mean, they're showing some Pokemon. They're showing two games that they, what is it, Monster Hunter Generations and Dragon Quest VII. And the Fire Emblem / Shin Megami Tensei crossover, which is actually a game up, like, I'm really interested in. So I might actually pay attention to that. Yeah, so I mean that makes sense. It made no sense that they were going to go into E3 without showing at least Pokemon. Pokemon's like the big game that they're having this year, so.
It's better than nothing, but yeah, and obviously, like, when they first said that, it's like, you do have other stuff coming out. Why are you, like, doing this? It made no sense. Like, and also, I would like to know what's going on with Paper Mario. Has that been moved to NX? Just wondering, because that's been silent.
Yeah, but I guess they're not going to talk about that. So
yeah,
it's obviously the only game that's going to be shown at the floor, but there will be first live gameplay demo of Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be a Q&A with the developers of Pokemon Go, but I guess that's the only mobile news we'll get from them. And then the rest of the Treehouse stream will include the other three games I mentioned. Monster Hunter Dragon Quest and Tokyo Mirage.
It's still disappointing to me. It's, you know, fuck.
Yeah.
I guess it's good that they're bringing more than nothing, but whatever.
Yeah. Like, and the funny thing, like, with Zelda, like, I feel like it's been so long, I don't care
anymore. I do. I mean, it's my,
like,
favorite.
And what was it? Not Skyrim. Skyward Sword was a bust anyways. Like, so, I don't know. I can't. My fear is that this game is just going to be, like, their version of an open world is going to be what open world games were in 2007.
Nah, I think it's going to be a game of show. I'll be honest, I think it's going to be really, really awesome. But, we'll see. You'll be right.
Yeah, I don't
even
know.
Them doing Skyrim, like, even them, like, integrating that somehow into the Zelda formula would be very exciting, I think.
So. But what if it's not the Zelda formula? What if it's the Skyrim formula?
It won't. There'll still be dungeons and bosses and things you expect from Zelda, but just have an open world where you could run into a cave and just loot some shit or whatever. You know, like, add these systems to it. Like, why not at this point? You've done so many of the traditional go RPG with it and make it awesome.
Yeah,
like,
if they went RPG with it, that might pique my interest. Because,
but like, still have, like, well-designed levels in it with dungeon, like, you know, with bosses and puzzles and stuff, you know? Like, you don't get in Skyrim, like, when you go in a cave or something in Skyrim, it's like, there might be a little puzzle or something, but it's not like Zelda is, like, you know?
I just don't have the confidence in Nintendo to do that.
Exactly. That's really what it is. Like, I expect them to be just behind the times, as they have been with everything. I mean, you
if
know.
If it's basic-ass Zelda, I'll tell you this, man, like, there's going to be some real disappointment. Like, people are going to start to like,
well, that's the thing, is that
revolutionary. It really does. It's been too long.
You know what's revolutionary? Voice acting.
That would be something too. Like, that would be enough to get, like, light the internet on fire for a day. Like,
yeah, I mean, I would actually pay attention to that series again.
Which is crazy because, like, voice acting would be revolutionary.
Like, well, yeah. Like, that would have been revolutionary on Super Nintendo. You know, like, yeah.
But just something to, like, get it out of. Like, changing the art style is no longer enough.
No, it's not.
And stuff, you know, like. So let's.
I say this as the biggest Zelda fan. Like, they really need to take a risk and really commit resources to this and make it amazing. Otherwise, it's just another, like, okay, that Zelda was kind of interesting. The fans like this one more for this reason. And
yeah, the fans like this. It's not going to bring anybody new in, you know?
It needs to capture the attention of the world again. It really does. Especially for how long this has been in development and how little they showed of it. Like, if they come out and it's just, like, a regular Zelda, like, I will be livid. I'm already livid, but that's a whole other thing. Fuck them. And also, yeah, they better not fuck this up.
All right, what's next, Pete?
Putting a lot of faith in Nintendo to not fuck this.
Oh, I'm not.
Real quick, just because this came out today and I thought it was hilarious, some big Street Fighter news, because the game has just been a garbage fire since the very beginning. And things have just been pushed and delayed and stuff, but they are, they're getting rid of their, originally they had two money systems. One was like fight money, which was in-game currency, and then you could pay real money to get something called Zenny, which right. you could use to then buy the characters. And they finally realized that was really convoluted and have now just reverted to real money. So you can pay real money for those six characters. Those characters will be available in story mode for free. And then there was some other stuff about challenges and things like that. I don't know if how much people care about this anymore, but I mean, I certainly don't. But I just think it is forever fascinating that this game exists in the state that it does.
That is true.
And that there was a call, an investment call, what was it, a month ago or so, where they were like, we're going to focus on completeness over something. And I was like, what?
They basically vowed not to release unreleased games anymore.
Jesus.
It's like, you shouldn't have to vow to do that. You just shouldn't do it.
Well, the funny thing is that if this game were free, if this were a free-to-play, this the way they were rolling things out would have been fine. But they charged $60 for this, so it's like, but yeah, I just think, you know, I think, honestly, in order, like, if what they should have done is just given the characters that have come out already, give them to the players for free, because they've already been playing them for free for now, because they can't, the store hasn't been live to buy them, so people are going to get real pissed when the store goes live and they have to then pay for those characters that they've been using for a month and a half.
Yep.
Alright, good news. Agents of Mayhem. Volition's new game. Dudes behind Saints Row are making a game that is Saints Row.
Kind of.
/ Overwatch.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's a single-player game.
Yes,
so.
No, I mean, I'm just looking at, like, the concept art and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, they announced it. There's a huge, like, 8-minute announcement trailer out on IGN that has, like, some gameplay and stuff. It's silly, but it's more like, it's more superhero based than, like, you know, it's closer on that side of the spectrum than it is to, like, the GTA, like, gang warfare spectrum.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I mean, I like Saints Row 3 a lot, so I'll probably pay attention to this depending on, you know, and it takes place in, like, Seoul, Korea, so that's pretty cool.
I'm interested in it. I like the Saints Row game, so.
So
I haven't seen the trailer for it yet, but yeah, I'm on the same page. Like, I'm interested to see what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I mean, I guess they hadn't done anything since Saints Row 4, or what was it, Get Out of Hell?
Get Out of Hell, which was kind of just like the expansion to Saints Row 4. So.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, that's all the news. There's a list of games that are supposed to appear. I guess, oh, there was the other leak of all the Destiny stuff.
Yes. Well, I mean, I guess
Rise of Iron.
I guess it's not even a leak anymore. Like, that stuff's official.
Well, sure, I guess.
Well, yeah, it was like an announcement, wasn't it?
Well, it leaked, and then...
And then they had their announcement today.
Announcement today, so. And it was already everything that had been leaked, so... Yeah.
So, it's as, I guess, as big as the first two expansions that came out. Did they announce a price?
I don't know. Let me see here.
But, evidently, it is going to. It's only coming to Xbox One and PS4. It's going to kind of do a storyline with Lord Saladin, I believe that's his name. I don't know. The environments look a little more open.
It says it's set to launch on September 20th. I don't know if this is just one of their like free updates.
No. This is a paid update because there are. I've been getting. I got an email actually from Bungie earlier saying pre-order whatever this expansion is called, Rise of Iron. Mm-hmm. Pre-order Rise of Iron, and I can get an Iron Gjallarhorn.
That's right. Yeah, the black. It's $30.
Yeah.
So
there's that.
It also does require the base game as well as Dark Below, House of the Taken King. This also marks the end of them updating the game on PS3
and Xbox 360. Well, it doesn't mark the end of them updating it. It marks the end of them getting the expansions. Like, there will be a split when this game releases where they will probably still upkeep Destiny on those systems, but you're not going to get the new stuff until you upgrade. And you won't be able to transfer your characters after that either, it sounds like.
Yeah, so it's just, they're just sort of like shrugging their shoulders and being, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I think it was dumb that game, I understand why at the time it released on those consoles, but it makes sense that, like, further into the cycle that they would eventually have to leave that behind. Because then you're just, so... all right, last couple bits of news here that we can cover before we dive into some other stuff. What did I see here? Horizon was delayed into 2017. There's a new trailer up there, though, which I assume means that it's not going to be shown at the conference, because that seems exactly like the kind of trailer that you would have just shown on screen at the conference.
I'm hearing that Sony's going to be showing a lot of VR stuff, so...
Really?
Like, most of their conference is going to be VR-related.
Interesting.
Alright, here's my question. Do you guys think that there will be a killer app? Like a... You know, like a full-bodied, full game?
No.
No?
There really doesn't seem to be that on Oculus or Vive yet.
I was saying, though, if they come out with that, that's like, that could be a show winner right there.
I mean, it could be. I don't know what Sony has in their repertoire, like, in terms of characters and franchises they own that could do that. I mean, unless it Ben's game is a VR game or something, but even that, like, you know, I don't necessarily see them. That.
It could be something completely new, though. Like,
it could be. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that, like, that Dreams game, the Media Molecule, Molecule thing, gets pushed onto VR as well as being on PS4. Like, it seems like it works out with that quite well.
I don't think that's it, though. Like,
it's most of the conference in VR, though, man. I mean, that sounds like a lot of time to devote to games that nobody can experience.
It's a platform launch, though. Like.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no.
That's
why
it's so weird that they're coming out with a new console this year. Because, like, how do you do two hardware launches so close, if that's true? You know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
Because
like,
you bundle them together for $1,200.
I don't know, about $1,200.
Too much.
I literally just pulled that number out of my ass.
Yeah,
but
that seems a little high. But
they also released the PlayStation 3 for $600.
That is true. You should go get a second job because you wanted it so much.
I'm curious, I guess. I still hope that, you know, we still see something like, you know, God of War 4.
I think you will.
But if it's Nordic, I will be all over that shit.
Did I hear Nordic or did I hear Egyptian?
I've heard both, but the latest rumor said Nordic.
Yeah,
I'd be more interested in Nordic, but
I'd still be cool with Egyptian.
Yeah, Egyptian cool.
Especially if it's a new protagonist, like give me somebody other than fucking Kratos. Like,
that's what I'm scared of.
Is that just going to be Kratos like conquering
gonna be
gods?
Kratos going to like, yeah, I'm the Greek god of war, and now I'm going to go kill the Norse gods.
Now I have to be the only god of war.
No, right? I'm going to throw out a prediction that it's going to be a new character, and that they end the show with that. And most of the trailer that you're watching it, like you don't know what it is because it's a new character. And then near the end, you start to get God of War vibes off it, and then it's like God of War. You know, whatever, rebooted.
I'd be okay with that.
It's a fun game.
It could be into
that. It's a fun series.
It was up until the last one.
Sure. I did not play that, but yeah.
Final Fantasy XII Remaster. That's kind of cool. oddly enough, apparently the game had a different system when it was released in Europe. Like, think of the sphere grid, but in Final Fantasy XII, it was different between the United States and the European versions.
Well, there's they got the international version, right? That's what that's what's being remastered here.
That's what we'll get here. I never finished XII. I might go back. It'll be on modern consoles. That sounds neat. I didn't dislike it. I just eventually lost to time and whatever.
I kind of disliked it after 60 hours.
Fair enough.
Like, it hits a point where the story stops kind of advancing, and all you're doing is grinding, and it was like, I kind of like the world they build there with Ivalis, and the weird kind of Lord of the Rings Star Wars thing going on.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, the story just kind of stops happening. You're still advancing to areas, but the story stops happening, and then you're just grinding, like, nonstop. Enemies and stuff. It was like, so I might give it another go. Like, there's people that swear by it, but
it's not like in my top three of Final Fantasies, but I also haven't finished it, like gone through it enough. I've only maybe played 10 hours, 15 at most.
Okay. You were still when like the story was kind of fun.
Yeah. So, that's all my news. That I've got here, I guess.
They
if you want.
They did mention Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, the 2.8.
2.8 is coming in December.
All right. Right. What the fuck is 2.8?
So that's. Don't give me the. I don't know about the number thing. I don't know about that, but I can tell you what it is. It's basically the remastering of Kingdom Hearts 2 and a bunch of like the other surrounding titles that came out around that time.
I think it's after Kingdom Hearts 2, because Kingdom Hearts 2 has already been remastered. That's out there. 2.5 is out.
Oh, it is? Okay. So,
this is stuff that happened. The naming stuff has always been kind of crazy, right? But
yeah. Okay, so no, this is a remastered of the 3DS game, the Dream Drop Distance, as well as two other...
Dude, I'm never getting into the series. They need to get their fucking act together before I even imagine getting into
it. Well, so here's the thing, is that if you just play 1, 2, and 3...
I played 1. I was like, whatever.
But like all this stuff is expanded content, basically, because the through line is still just, like, Sora doing his thing. So, like, as long as you just play all the games that he's in, the more or less the story makes sense, kind of. I don't care.
Basically makes sense. Like, if you start getting into like all the nonsense, like Birth by Sleep and Dream Drop Distance, But yeah, so this is evidently it is a Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance HD.
Yeah.
So they're taking the Nintendo 3DS game and putting it on the PS4.
Which I heard no one liked.
I like 3D, like Dreamcast, but it's weird because it's on the 3DS. So, but it's a Kingdom Hearts game, like very much a Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah, well, and so that makes me wonder. So Square is not having a conference this year.
They had their thing. It was Wednesday.
Oh shit.
Yeah, their thing's over. They did their. You know, we got the Final Fantasy news, we got the Kingdom Hearts news.
Oh, that's what that was?
We got the Deus Ex news.
Oh, Deus Ex. Give me. I was wondering, maybe at Sony we'll see an update or another trailer for 7.
Possibly.
But that would be the only place I could see it.
I still think that thing is like 3 years away.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. I mean, along with Kingdom Hearts 3. But... Yeah, that's all the news I have. That's all the news I've been able to find as of today. So, I guess we could go through conferences real quick, if depending on what you want to talk about next. Just see what.
I mean, we've kind of touched on Bethesda. EA is Sunday with Bethesda. It's actually before Bethesda's conference.
According to this sheet I am looking at, is at 5 p.m.
5 p.m., 4 p.m. I thought it was 4 p.m., but maybe it's 5 p.m.
I'm looking at GameSpot's list, and it says 5 p.m. EST here. And Bethesda's is at 9.
Bethesda's is at 9, so maybe it is 5. I don't know. Anyway, EA will probably have, Mass Effect, Andromeda?
I mean, I hope. That's pretty much the only game that they have that I'm vaguely interested in right now, because the Star Wars Motive game is not going to be, they're still hiring for that, so that's not going to be anywhere near showable.
I will predict that the only game I care about at EA's conference is Mass Effect.
Now, they could show the Visceral game that Amy Hennig has been working
on. Yeah, I'm interested in that one.
Because Battlefront has been doing its thing for a while now, so now we can start talking about a new Star Wars game. That might be the only thing I could see.
I mean, they'll probably touch on Battlefront a little bit, because Battlefront 2 is supposedly coming next year. They'll do Battlefield 1, obviously.
Yeah.
They'll do all their sports games.
Do you think a new Dragon Age gets teased?
Not till after Mass Effect's out.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what else EA has.
They might touch on the Old Republic. Need for Speed's taking a year off, so
Dead Space 4, baby.
Do we hear what Criterion's doing? Remember they did that weird demo thing 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Criterion still exists then?
I mean, that would
technically
be
crazy. Yeah. There's like four people that work there.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Maybe something new and cool. Oh, Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2, obviously, yeah, that'll be there, because that's coming out. Yeah.
That'll probably be, like, their big thing, I would imagine.
Probably. Unravel 2?
Nah, I hope not.
Well, I mean, they're making an Unravel 2.
Are?
Yeah.
I never finished that game. I was just like, it's okay, but it sucks. It's okay, it's like, it sucks because it's just okay.
I get you.
Fair enough. So that's Sunday.
Yeah, and then Microsoft opens Monday. Us at 12:30, which is later than I thought it was going to be. Normally their conference is at 10. It means I get to sleep in on E3 day.
No, their conference is always at it's always at 12:30, 1 o'clock during the day.
Oh, I guess because
Western.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I was thinking 10 Western or something. So okay, so 12:30. Yeah, I mean. You got to figure it's an hour and a half, right? It runs until 2 o'clock.
Probably, yeah.
You don't start in the middle of, 12:30 seems like an odd time to start if you're going to end at 1:30. You got to imagine that there's Gears.
Gears, Crackdown.
Do you think Halo Wars or something?
Do you guys think Crackdown is still real?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's coming this year. Like, there's a beta out there.
Really?
They've been running multiplayer betas for a while now, so
yeah.
I was starting not to believe it. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame you, but Dead Rising, possibly. We'll games. Like,
yes.
Halo Wars 2 will probably have a big piece.
Do they announce Halo 5 for PC?
No, there will not be Halo 5.
They said already they didn't want to do it.
Do they announce Halo 6 for PC?
We're not going to hear anything on Halo 6 yet. We may hear what's next for Halo 5. They'll talk up their Pro League. They'll talk up the Halo Championship. And then there might be like some sort of expansion or something. I bet we see a Halo 3 anniversary.
Why? No. Yeah. What?
Yeah, that makes sense.
We are coming up on 10 years out from Halo 3.
But we got the collection, which has it.
It's really just the 360 game. At 60 frames a second.
Instead of trying to sell a whole other copy, that they just bundled that with Halo 6 as like a.
Halo 6. We will not see Halo 6 next year. Halo 6 is 2-3 years out at best.
Next console.
Wow. That's coming next
year. Whatever the fuck it's called.
The Scorpio.
Scorpio. Spyro. Yeah, whatever.
You'll be able to play it, Jeff, on your peasant Xbox One. So
I think I am done with Halo.
That's a shame. Donovan, you're still playing it.
I know.
It's a lot of fun, yes.
Do we see Scalebound? I'm like looking through Xbox exclusive games here.
Maybe?
What about ReCore?
We see something from ReCore, even if it's just like another trailer or some sort of update on the game. Like, we're gonna hear something about it. If we don't, I'm counting that as vaporware. I'm gonna fucking cut myself in the corner and cry.
Jeff has two piles for games. It's coming out this year within possibly a month of E3, or it's vaporware and it's not gonna exist.
Like, ReCore though is, I don't know.
That game's a downloadable title, man. That's going to be sold for $15.
That's
a full title.
That concept trailer that they showed did not look like a full title.
Yeah, it's got characters and narrative.
It had a robot and some puzzles and a girl who was partnered with a dog-like robot.
I got another extreme prediction for Sea of Thieves.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly. I think they might have... It's either going to be... like delayed to next year, or they don't talk about it at all.
They might not talk about it at all. But
yeah,
I went back and looked at it. I see nothing that says that was going to be a 2016 game.
Really? Nope. I get porn at the end of the trailer. It said that, or like they said that.
Everything I see just says like that. It's the release date is unannounced.
Okay. Well, if they announce release date, it's not going to be this year. And that, or it might, I honestly might think it would be one of those things that like, they don't talk about this year and people start to wonder if it exists. That's one of my predictions. If anyone wants to bet me on that, I will take money.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have any money to bet, so.
Sure.
Do we see that Fable card game?
No.
No.
I didn't know there was one, but I think...
That thing's on Kickstarter.
It is, but, I mean, they had to license it from Microsoft, so...
That would be a real kick in the teeth, wouldn't it?
Won't be at show, I don't think.
Probably not yet, but I do wonder if maybe they just flash up, hey, we have the Fable license still, remember that? Yep, hey, remember? I don't know, what else? Forza Horizon 3... I think that's probably a pretty strong bet.
Yeah. There'll be Forza, some passion. Conquer 2.
They buried that.
There's another safe bet. There will not be a Conquer 2.
That's a pretty safe bet. Yeah, I'll give you that one, Jeff.
I'm going to throw out safe bets all around. There will not be Beyond Good and Evil 2.
We're not over to Ubisoft, Jeff.
We're just going to keep throwing out safe bets here. There will not be anything that I want to see at this show.
Oh, well, that yeah. But that's because you want to see total bullshit.
Beyond Good and Evil 2 is total bullshit.
Probably. Conquer definitely is. I mean, that's literally the entire point of the series.
Is total bullshit.
You can't fight me there.
No.
So after Microsoft, then, is the PC Gaming Show, which is moved to take over EA slot, basically. So it's at 3 p.m.
Well, I mean, maybe people will watch that.
Day 9's hosting again. He was the guy who hosted last time. I like him a lot, so he's probably the only reason I'll watch. I think they're supposed to show Civ during that. That's about the only thing that I know about.
Yeah, who knows what the fuck is going to show up there. Like,
Hopefully they've figured out like how to make it interesting to watch instead of a total train wreck like it was last time. That wasn't his fault. That was just whatever
sort of weird
late night show they were doing. And then I guess that's only going to be an hour, 45 minutes. I don't know, because at 4 o'clock, an hour later, is Ubisoft's conference.
Okay.
The other leak was Watch Dogs 2. Totally forgot about that. That was the big one. That leaked earlier, and they just fucking announced the trailer.
Looks kind of fun.
So
yeah, I'm interested. I didn't hate the first one either. So yeah.
I wonder if they'll do gameplay of that since the trailer kind of already got out there.
I think they have to kind of do gameplay because it's coming out this year. Like,
oh yeah, that makes sense.
It's taking the Assassin's Creed slot.
Right, which means there won't be any of that this year.
Will there be an Aisha Tyler or a Joel McHale host for
Aisha Tyler? Most people just like they couldn't stand McHale or the other guy that they got. So, I mean, most people can't stand what's her face either. But I think she's contracted, so I don't think they have a choice.
I think she sucks too, but it's not her fault. Really.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. What was that? Ghost Recon game that they showed last year?
Wildlands? Yeah, that'll be there.
I bet you we'll see that. For Honor?
I bet you that's not this year either, so...
Yeah. I was about to bring that up earlier, is that game even real anymore? Because this is like, there's been nothing about it.
Wildlands or For Honor?
For Honor.
Yeah, no, they said they were supposed to show single-player stuff at E3, so...
It's like, that is definitely not this year, I don't think. If it was, honestly, it would be something for me to be excited for, because I don't have...
They showed stuff about it at TGS last year, so, I mean, it exists and is still a thing, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, last year's Tokyo Game Show, they revealed Oni, a hero character belonging to the Samurai faction. That'd be kind of cool. What else does Ubisoft have? I bet you there'll be some weird fitness thing, some weird music thing.
Just Dance, whatever.
Or VR.
No, I don't think it'll be Just Dance VR. Maybe. There'll be an impassioned plea from Piedmont to not let Vivendi take them over.
What we have to do is hold them hostage and be like, fucking release Beyond Good and Evil 2 and we'll consider it.
Yeah. Yeah.
maybe a new Rayman.
Oh, that'd be cool. Do you think they do Valiant Hearts Dawn of Light kind of game where like part of their creative initiative?
That's possible. Like, because they did those two games, Valiant Hearts and what was the other one? Something Light.
Child of Light.
Child of Light. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be cool to see another one of those. Watch Dogs, Wildlands. I thought they have a racing series, right?
They had the Crew last year?
Oh, right, okay.
Do
you think we get...
Which that'll be free on Xbox Live in 5 days.
That's cool. 6 days.
Are you going to try it, Chris?
Yeah, I'll try it.
For free?
Why not?
Well, if I see you on there,
we'll put it.
Okay, I'm trying to think. There was one other thing from last year that I was... Oh, no. I wonder if they talk about... there's the Division, right? So, I mean, we'll probably hear something
Hear about the Division.
And what's the other... the multiplayer one that I can't... Siege. I wonder maybe if they talk about, DLC or something.
Do we see any Splinter Cell?
I hope so, because I missed Prince of Persia as well. Give me... Ooh,
we're not getting Prince of Persia, but...
Give me Princess of Persia, you know?
Dude, Prince of Persia and Splinter Cell? Ubisoft takes Game of Show for me, or like.
Dude, I would. I am on board with a new Prince of Persia. I don't think they're gonna do it.
But what about Splinter Cell? Would you be excited for that?
I've never been a big Splinter Cell fan, but
You've been so good lately, though. The last two have been amazing.
I never played Blacklist. I need to.
Yeah, I liked Conviction. I didn't play Blacklist, but
it's better, I think.
And then we have Sony at 9. And we've talked about them kind of already with the VR stuff. And
yeah, it's going to be a lot of VR.
We'll probably have, you know, we assume God of War will be the showstopper at the end.
Probably have another Final Fantasy 15 trailer.
Yeah, that or 7, but I would take 15 for sure. Do we see, like, Gran Turismo or something there, you think?
Yeah, because Gran Turismo is coming out this year, supposedly. Gran Turismo Sport.
So. Okay. Oh, right. Okay. What other franchise have we not seen from? Horizon, the trailer can win, so I don't think we'll see that. Do you think they unveil like a third-party game or something? Do they have Tim Schafer come out? What game does Tim Schafer announce
at this year? I don't know what he would do, but they will have Call of Duty.
That's right. That's their thing.
That'll be there, so that'll get 10 minutes of show. Sony's show always goes long anyway, so...
Yeah, their show's like 2 hours, so...
Yeah, it's sometimes torturous.
when there's that slow middle and they just start showing, like, sports games or something, I'm just like...
20 minutes
Wonder Book time.
20 minutes of Powers.
Yeah. Exactly. Who hosts the conference this year? Did they just rotate again like they did last year? No true host.
That seemed to work for them, so...
Did they announce Crash Bandicoot?
No.
I wouldn't rule it out 100%.
Activision still owns it, though,
It doesn't matter.
Activision is still putting it out everywhere? It's the amazing third.
They could do a deal. They could do, a deal between them. I wouldn't rule it out, but I think not likely.
Yeah, I don't see it. And I honestly,
if it was more lucrative, if it was like a Call of Duty thing, yes.
Yes.
That's the thing where it's like, all right, Crash got everybody really, happy seeing it in Uncharted. But would people actually go buy a Crash Bandicoot game?
Probably not. I mean, I would. I fucking would. I'd be there.
I think it would sell okay. A million copies.
I think if you made it as a downloadable, like $20 Rayman-esque title. I think that would actually be pretty okay.
I think that's the only way that works. I don't think you can sell. I don't think Crash isn't Ratchet.
Not anymore. No. I think had he stayed under the Sony banner and they kept making good games,
maybe
he could have been. But
sure.
Yeah, he took a different path.
I think you'd be surprised though. People who do not play video games who know who Crash is, but they don't know who Ratchet is.
No, but they're not going to come back and buy a Crash game either.
They're not going to come back and buy a PS4 to play a Crash game
either. Right.
But does Valve appear at any of the conferences to make an announcement of, Left 4 Dead 3?
No Valve. No Valve, in my opinion.
Well, Valve hates Microsoft, so that's out. Maybe at the PC thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the PC thing, does Blizzard show up and announce a character for Overwatch?
No. I don't know.
When BlizzCon?
BlizzCon's not until November.
Yeah, so maybe.
I don't know.
I mean they don't have to go to the PC thing either. Like Blizzard could just be like, look, we're doing this shit and
yeah.
They're able to get the press themselves.
Indeed.
I do speaking of random things showing up. Do you think Cliff Bleszinski shows up at Sony or Microsoft with Lawbreakers?
I think if anywhere he's going to show up, he's going to be at Sony's conference.
Because
I feel like that perhaps the relationship between him and Microsoft is soured because of how Gears has been treated.
He's been very positive on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not necessarily Gears 4, but there was judgment and stuff. And I think he couldn't wait to run away from Gears fast enough at that point.
But
I think
he wanted to get out of Epic.
I think he would just want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
I think he saw also where Epic was going after Tencent bought them, and like remember they have not released a game since. I mean, they've released that Unreal thing, like that free to play thing, and Paragon is like some weird thing too, but they.
Yeah,
they were not in active development of games.
Yeah.
For a while, I'm like.
Speaking of Tencent, do you think that Riot's fighting game is unveiled at either of the conferences?
Hmm.
Riot's League of Legends fighting game.
I mean, do we know if it's going to be console based or?
No, but that would be like I don't see why you would make it PC only. Like it seems. That seems like the perfect way to get console people to check out the MOBA.
Right.
Easiest.
Yeah, I don't know. Or at least get them interested in it.
Yeah.
Is that free to play as well, or?
One would assume Rising Thunder was supposed to be free to play. Riot has only ever made the one game.
I could see Riot maybe picking. Sony for that, like maybe yeah. Sony picking, because Microsoft doesn't, like they have Killer Instinct, they're doing pretty well with Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
Sony has Street Fighter, but that kind of like,
it's going real well for them
shit
right now.
Show, so yeah. Maybe they try and, you know, go that way. I don't know. Is there any Vita news?
No.
Yes, they're discontinuing sales. Or if there's a price drop. Like, if they drop that thing to $100 just to, like, get those fucking things out of there.
Right.
That's about the only thing I could see them showing at the conference, like, as a bullet point that they don't even say out loud as a part of the teleprompter speech. It just shows up in the screen behind the guy.
There won't be any talk, like, any talk of Vita, I don't think.
Yeah.
Any kind of new features coming to PlayStation 4, PSN... like, kind of how Microsoft's like, and we're bringing backwards compatibility. Like,
I think if we hear anything about that, it'll be things that we don't want to hear. Like, and 150 new titles are coming to PlayStation now.
Right.
Nobody gives a shit about.
Or we're bringing 150 PlayStation 2 classics to the store today.
Exactly. It'll be like, here's a bunch more PlayStation 2 games that you didn't care about.
So you don't think that PlayStation 4 is going to ever get the backwards compatibility?
I think they... If they do, it won't look good for them to do it at the conference because everyone will just think that they're copying, like they're playing catch-up.
I guess, but at the same time, I would be cool with it because I got some PS3 games.
I mean, yeah, the only way to do that is to have the entire library ready and to just be like, oh yeah, by the way, at the end of this conference, here's 150 games that were released, you know, across... And the way Sony could do it to endear people with it is if they somehow were managed to emulate all their past three consoles on the PlayStation 4. that I could see being worthy of an announcement at a conference, being like, but then you piss people off who already bought them and stuff. Like that's complicated for them. They're a little too deep into their plan already to like.
Yeah, it's rough for them.
In terms of features, I don't think we'll see anything that doesn't have to do with VR. Stuff like, hey, download this patch to get your thing VR ready, because VR is coming out in October.
How much do we see on the new systems from both?
I mean, Microsoft, they said according to that leak, was supposed to announce the Slim at E3 already, and Scorpio was next year. Whether those plans have changed because everybody already knows about the new model.
Well, Scorpio was like, it was 18 months, like almost 18 months out, so I don't think that's going to be released this year, but I wonder if they talk about it.
They might just have to talk, but like, how do you get around that? Like, do you be like, oh yeah, here's this thing coming out, and then, you know,
right.
And half later, by the way, there's this thing that's better than what you're buying.
I don't know how you work around that.
Unless you just pretend like it never happened and nobody knows about it and you just talk about the Slim.
we're releasing the Slim. It's $250.
Please be excited. Now, if that Slim is $250, that's like if they price it competitively enough, like you might get enough new adopters to be like, oh, well, it's worth it now. And then I can upgrade to the other one later.
Right.
You just want to play games. You know, if it's like $200 or something like that, you know, go crazy. You know, you might have to take a bit of a loss just to not look like a total idiot. But, and for Sony, I don't think they, I think they talk about the Neo and the VR thing as one. In terms of like, and in order to get your PlayStation ready for more, for PlayStation VR, we have...
My PlayStation better be fucking ready.
The Neo. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's the goal, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if they sort of try and couple it in together. Like, and for new adopters who want the whole thing, here's this bundle.
Yeah. Like stuff. A $700, $600 bundle, whatever the fuck. I don't care. Yeah.
Being released, you know, October 28th, 2016.
Ah, man. General thing about PlayStation.
Mm.
Bloodborne 2.
What?
Bloodborne 2.
Possible.
It'll be there.
If they're doing it, it's going to be From's B team, though. Because Miyazaki said that he was done with all that.
He said he's done with Dark Souls.
And, I think he meant Bloodborne as well. If he was going to do something, he said he wanted to do something science fiction-y. Which I would also be totally okay with.
But maybe Bloodborne 2 is in the future.
I would be fine with that. Give me some all that Eldritch horror in sci-fi. I'd be okay with that. That cosmic horror, Lovecraftian shit.
I have a general question for you guys.
Hit me.
All right, can Resident Evil and Dead Rising both be at E3? Like, do you think that they?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I don't think they can be at the same conference.
They won't. Dead Rising will be at Microsoft, and Resident Evil will show up with the PlayStation concert.
Yeah.
And then everyone will flip the fuck out about Resident Evil because that's the bigger one.
It better be something great.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's appearing only on PlayStation, obviously. But
No, it's just like, Sony
conference has the one that, like, won... If it had Resident Evil, like Resident Evil 7 is probably one of the, like, that, God of War 4, and, you know, if Valve showed up to announce a game, are probably, like, what I could think of as some of the bigger game announcements that could happen at this show. You know?
If Resident Evil and Dead Rising are both there, okay, which one is going to be the one that comes out this year? Because I don't think that they both,
neither come out this year.
Really?
A lot of people are
very bullish on Resident Evil coming out this year as like a big statement. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, if one, like Pete was saying, if one were to come out this year, probably Dead Rising.
Yeah. But
Microsoft has, like, Forza Horizon 3 is probably coming out. They have Gears in October, and somewhere in there, Halo Wars 2, and probably Crackdown. That's four pretty big games. I mean, yeah, I guess you could fit in Dead Rising 4, but
Capcom tends not to release titles in the fall season. They tend to be more of spring, like March.
That's where, like, to me, it would make more sense. You release it in, you know, February, March next year.
As like a big opening for Microsoft.
Kind of like, you know, what they did with Quantum Break. Like this is our first big title of the year or whatever. Like, and then they don't have to do anything for the next 4 months because that's what they're doing right now. So
yeah.
And Resident Evil would be like a really good summer release for next year. Like, I think that would probably be where
I think it will do good no matter where it comes out if it's good. I think it will be like.
That's like, soured enough people that they kind of need to give it room to breathe and give people time.
They should look at it
and pay attention and to not be overwhelmed by like Call of Duty and Battlefield and all that stuff.
It should never be a fall release anyways. Like, it shouldn't.
It's a horror game with zombies. It fits perfectly around Halloween, right? But, I mean, I don't necessarily... Unless it comes out next Halloween and it's announced this year.
Yeah. If it came out in, like, early October or late September, that's a great time for it. But, like, it has to stay away from, like, November.
Now, here's another thing. I feel like we already know the answer to this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Does Kojima Productions show up in any capacity? And I don't mean that as in, like, the man himself shows up, but, like, does Mark Cerny come and be like, hey, my really good friend Kojima gave me this trailer to show you guys for his game that's going to come out in 2019. Please be excited.
Maybe.
Because they do have the deal with Sony.
Yeah, do they have a trailer yet, though? That's
what I'm saying. Like, if anything, it would be, I imagine, like a cinematic thing that's like, yeah, hey, this isn't representative of the game we're making, but it's representative of the style we're going
right.
for. But yeah, I just remembered that they had that thing going with them.
It's possible. And people will flip their shit over that, too, even though it's like, we knew this was happening.
Exactly. I mean, that tends to be the theme of E3. It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unfortunately, I mean, based on what we've talked of, you know, it seems like a lot of E3 will be known quantities, so I'm hoping that interspersed in there, there's a couple of things that nobody is even thinking about that will show up.
Shenmue?
No. Yeah, an update on Shenmue would be nice.
Nah, like I haven't.
I mean, I don't care, but...
I mean, we might if Adam Boyce comes out there and is like, part of our, you know, third-party initiative, man, here's what Shenmue looks like. I'd be okay with that.
All right.
But, yeah, I mean, what really gets me about E3 is, like, the things that nobody thought were going to be there in the first place, and just be like, oh, fuck, like, you know, here's this, like, either really new, exciting game, or... they somehow managed to keep, like, a really tight lid on this really cool secret.
Or even just, like, stuff that could be interesting, like ReCore. Like, you know, there'll be new IPs that, like...
Exactly, you know, like, that's what Horizon was last year.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know. Like, something like that would be cool, or even, you know, just...
There will be stuff, you know. There's gonna be stuff.
I mean, do we finally find out what Bend has been working on for, like, the past 6 years? Do we see new Infamous?
Is there their new Killzone?
No.
No, because Guerrilla's working on Horizon.
Yeah, but they could put somebody else on it.
They could.
I think they've buried the hatchet on that one. I hope, at least. And I imagine so do a lot of other people, judging
Shadowfall was terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could see them still trying, like, somewhere in Sony's head, they're still chasing Halo. Like, we need the Halo killer.
Do they announce Uncharted 4 single-player DLC here?
I don't know. Probably not. Not yet. It's too early.
Yeah. If the game had come out in April, like, originally planned,
right.
Like, maybe this would be a good time.
I mean, we're only, a little over a month out since it came out, so...
Yeah. And they have two teams, so, I mean, I guess it's still too early to find out what team number two is working on.
Yeah, maybe we get a teaser for whatever their new thing is. Like, very ambiguous, but
yeah.
Like, hey, here's we have the most celebrated first party studios. This is what Naughty Dog's working on.
Yeah,
and it's just like some
studios besides Ben. Do we not know what they're doing?
Media Molecule, I guess they're working on that Dreams thing.
Yeah.
They shut down the Drive Club team.
Evolution, yeah.
Guerrilla's working on that other thing.
They got Horizon, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Last Guardian? I mean, it's supposed to come out this year, right?
So. They have to, right? Like, they have to show it and give us a date.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't have a date, so they just ignore it. Like, we just...
San Diego would be God of War, if anything. Sucker Punch. Oh, do we see Sucker Punch? We see what they're doing.
Maybe. I mean, they're a year and a half out from a little...
Spider-Man.
You think it's Spider-Man?
I want to believe, because...
That would be cool.
I would be very excited for it.
Yeah, I would be totally cool for Spider-Man. Okay. What else we got here? That still exists. Yeah, I mean, those are pretty much it. I mean, there's Japan Studio. But Japan Studios tends to do just whatever the fuck it wants.
Yeah. So, no. Well, that's kind of the E3 outlook here. We will be sitting down on Monday after the Microsoft conference, and then, what, after the Sony conference?
Yeah. So we'll just do three shows on three shows?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be really, like a half hour talking about Microsoft, Bethesda, and EA, and then, like, a half hour talking about the
PC. I don't know how you're going to manage to fit all that into...
Well, I mean, it'll be, like, it might go longer, but, like, that's... We're scheduling, like, a half hour, because we gotta move on to the next conference, so...
That's true, yeah. They tend to hit pretty quickly, I mean...
So we'll just sit down, kind of, like, give our bait, like, hey, what was did you think was cool? What was the big thing? We're not a news podcast, really. Like, we just kind of discuss the news, so...
Yeah, we're not going to break any. So.
Yeah. So, and at that point, by the time, like, you know, anybody listens to the show, it'll be too late anyway, so...
Yeah.
We'll kind of just give our basic impressions of, you know, how things were going and what we're looking forward to, what surprises were, and such. And we'll lament Tony being there at E3... And not in Chicago. So, check us out Monday. We'll probably have two short shows up Monday. Maybe the Sony one doesn't go up till Tuesday because it'll be late by the time the Sony show's over.
Yeah,
just like The Last Guardian.
Oh, shit.
And then depending upon how this Nintendo stuff goes, we might drag Jeff on to just bitch about.
I was gonna say, do we just wait until Thursday to talk about Nintendo?
We might, but I think that everyone's gonna be kind of walking away going, "I want to play that Zelda." I have a feeling.
Well, I mean, I want to play that Zelda anyway, Jeff. Yeah. But
it could be a human pile of dog shit right now, and everybody would still be like, "I still just kind of want to see for myself."
Yeah, I need to play it.
So,
even if I have to spin the NX controller in a circle to get Zelda to move, to get Link to move.
Yeah.
Like Skyward Sword.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We will be back.
Yeah, 2 days, guys.
Yeah, in a couple days.
Batten down the hatches.
Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight.